If you looked inside the most advanced computers, weapons, phones, you would likely see semiconductors from one place, Taiwan. That's the same Taiwan just off the coast of China that Beijing has threatened to take by force. And tensions rose yesterday when President Biden said the U.S. would intervene militarily if China were to attack Taiwan. May have been a gaffe, maybe not, but it's a good time to consider how critical Taiwan is to our daily lives, to the world economy. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, connecting to us surely by high-tech chips. Robin, hello.
How are you?
I'm well. Okay, Apple, Amazon, Google, Qualcomm, they rely on chips from Taiwan for 90% of theirs. Wow. How did Taiwan become the, the Saudi Arabia of semiconductors?
You know, it kind of happened through a quirk if you study the history of the last 50 years. And there's this famous anecdote that the Taiwanese will share with you that over a breakfast by the island's Industrial Technology Research Institute, a U.S. corporation discussed this idea. Why don't we build the semiconductor foundry industry from scratch on this island and just build chips for the world? Just be agnostic. And nobody knew back then that many of these esoteric chips would become so critical, not just to consumer electronics, but as we learn too awfully, really, with the automobile industry. I mean, brake sensors, every possible esoteric function seems to require a semiconductor that seems to be made 9 out of 10 times in Taiwan.
A Taiwan that is 100 miles off the coast of China. So if there's a conflict, which analysts say is one of the biggest geopolitical risks, what happens to the world economy? What happens to life?
Well, China has to calculate that, and the United States has to calculate that, and all the various counterparties have to calculate what the risk would be. It's one thing for Russia to storm Ukraine, if you think about the effects that in the breadbasket and the grain belt. But if you are 100 miles, and you know, Taiwan has run these simulations, it has a $16 billion defense budget, but it has $30 billion capital investment budget for Taiwan Semiconductor. Consider that for a minute. So it's kind of a bit of a mutually assured destruction. I mean, China manufactures all of these consumer electronics, refrigerators, microwaves for the world that increasingly use these chips. The United States obviously depends on it. It's in no one's interest to see Taiwan brought to its knees. And it's not even guaranteed that the technology, the IP, would convey to China.
Yeah. Well, China and the U.S. are both trying to reduce their dependence on Taiwan for these modern semiconductors. The Taiwanese titan in this space, known as TSMC, is putting $12 billion into a foundry in Arizona. In China, they're doing the same kind of thing. Is it going to work?
China is still considered to be 7 to 10 years behind. I mean, you talk about the tiniest spaces that the Taiwanese have a national championship champion advantage in cramming all of this capability into ever smaller spaces. It's an arms race. And a lot of it, in fact, is linked to the arms industry. And that's why it's so critical for the United States that China not get its mitts on these things. But having said that, it's pretty difficult to kind of build it internally. If you were to take up, some vacant land in Indiana and decide you wanted to ape Taiwan Semi, it could take you at least 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, not that easy. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Scott.